Proceeds from the illicit gold trade in the Democratic Republic of the Congo now fund rival militia groups, enabling them to buy weapons while forcing child workers to toil in gold mines. The gold is smuggled from the Congo through Uganda, Burundi, and Tanzania to gold markets in Dubai. There it is either melted down to make gold bars or made into jewelry sold in India. Gold bars are purchased by Swiss banks, known as bullion banks, who in turn sell them to international investors. The Washington, D.C.-based advocacy group Enough Project released a report in late October documenting the route of the smuggled gold and stating that the conflict minerals provision in the U.S. Dodd-Frank Finance Reform Banking Law, which requires U.S. companies to track the source of the minerals they use, has been effective in cutting off supplies of conflict minerals such as tin, tungsten, and tantalum. Armed militias have set up multiple checkpoints throughout the region in order to extract payments from gold smugglers, who move 2 to 4 tons of gold out of the eastern Congo annually. The illegal gold trade short-circuits hundreds of millions of dollars of potential revenue to the Congolese state every year and prevents the local population from benefiting from the country's natural resources.